The warming climate means more intense rain, and that means more flash floods. In Texas, officials hope that letting people see the rising waters on their smartphones can help keep them safe. From member station KUT in Austin, Mose Bouchel reports.
Fire department, what is the address of the emergency?
This is tape of a 911 call during one of Austin's many recent flash floods. This is known as the Halloween flood of 2013.
I was driving in the water. The
woman says she was driving to work and hit water. Her truck was washed into a field.
I'm holding myself on the tree.
It sounds like she says she's holding onto a tree.
Man, do you have anything that floats?
The call cuts off, but this woman appears to have survived. Five others died in that flood. In Texas, 75% of flash flood deaths happen on roads, often at low water crossings, where cars are swept away by flooding creeks. So officials here are always trying to keep people off of dangerous roads in heavy rains. In Austin, they think they may have found a new way.
All right, so we are at Joe Tanner near 290.
This is Matt Porcher. He's with the city's flood early warning team.
This is kind of one of our frequent flyers for low water crossings. Every time we have heavy rainfall in South Austin, Joe Tanner will overtop from Williamson Creek.
He'd come here to put in a flood camera. As we talk, the truck arrives, the team breaks out a ladder, gets to work installing it about 9 feet up a utility pole. From there, it will post images online so people can see creek conditions. The city already has flood gauges to measure rising water and a website to tell people about road closures. But Porcher and his team are betting on the power of the image to keep people from putting themselves at risk.
Rather than someone having to drive up to this low water crossing and try to make a decision there, well, can I make it? It's only a couple inches of water. They can just pull up the creek camera, say, oh, it's flooded, so I need to find another alternate route.
They've created a mobile-friendly website and are working on a way to alert people about specific crossings. Other flood-prone cities like Miami are also developing similar ways of warning people. But will sharing images really keep more people off the streets?
Yeah, I think so.
This is Dr. Nicholas Kaman. He's a medical manager for FEMA's Urban Search and Rescue Team in Ohio. He studied the rise of what are sometimes called disaster apps. He thinks pictures can be a powerful online tool. But he says this type of tech often relies on cellular service or Wi-Fi to get the information to the public.
A lot of times in a disaster, those things will go down. So if there's no cell service and you're relying on your cell phone to power the app, or there's no Wi-Fi, then you're not going to be able to use it.
And in fact, spotty cellular coverage has been a challenge for the team at some low water crossings here in Austin, but not on Joe Tanner Lane. After the camera's up, the team crowds around a laptop on the back of a pickup truck to see how the image uploads to the website.
That looks pretty good
right
there.
Yeah. I'm happy.
Yep.
That's just perfect placement, so I don't even think we really need to tweak it.
There are now 7 cameras posting photos online in Austin, and the city hopes to put up around 20 more by the end of the year. Porcher says they've also gotten calls from neighboring communities about installing them. He hopes one day there will be a statewide system of cameras trained on Texas creeks and rivers, helping to keep people out of harm's way. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.